Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Ann Hirsch.
It's been wonderful.
Really, two wonderful, wonderful guests this morning.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that I have to say, and this is a credit to Christina, of course, the producer, is the knowledge. I mean, these people get vetted, and when they come on, they have something to share.
They sure do, and it's wonderful. It moves very quickly, but the information is very valuable and is well worth sharing with so many people.
But the most valuable information, of course, comes from the Christina Lou Show. Maybe one day it'll be the Christina Lou Hour, Christina Lou 2 Hours, Christina Lou Town. How are you, Christina?
Good. It's, I don't know how we're only going to do 2 segments after last week. It was a full show dedicated to my birthday. So
last week was a wonderful show.
It really was. It was. I want to thank everyone again who participated because it was, we just walked out beaming and glowing. It was just a very positive, happy thing. And thank you, John, for organizing.
No, it was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. Some interesting goings on in the town.
Listen, the town, it's never a dull moment in the town of North Hempstead. Supervisor Judy Bosworth has joined forces with Senator Chuck Schumer recently, and they've really just been trying to call to prioritize funds in order to reduce the nitrogen in the Long Island Sound. Which is, obviously the town of North Hempstead's always, worried about. I said Judy covers all of her bases, she's worried about people, kids, seniors, cats, dogs,
right.
The environment. It's really something that she's definitely passionate about. And it's really just an effort to keep the waterways, clean and healthy and to keep, the fish and the shellfish and all the marine life, living healthy lives. So they're joining forces on that initiative. They're also going to. I really want to just, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but it's just a kudos to Town North Hempstead that the town's bond rating was upgraded from stable to positive by the independent Wall Street bonding agency Moody's. It's the absolute highest rating in town's history, and it really just shows that the town's fiscally strong and it reduces the tax burden on residents. Which I think is absolutely the most important thing to address because everyone here is like, okay, great, that it's stable, but it really trickles down to the residents who, don't have this major tax burden, which is something important to share. Also this week, the educational series from the building department began. It's a great, great program. I really recommend everyone going. It's called What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home. It's offered at a bunch of different libraries. It's coming up Monday, April 11th at the Port Washington Library.
Okay.
At 7 p.m. And it's just a great service. I mean, there's all kinds of representatives from the building department, and they just let you know, what to do with permits or certificates, on both ends, if you're buying a home or
the most important thing why seniors should be going to this is you make your plans, and next summer I'm going to sell my house, say. It's a year from now. And I'm going to go to Georgia, South Carolina, Florida. And you may even have bought your place down there knowing that you can pay for it now. And then when you sell your house, you'll have money in the bank. And then the time comes to sell your house and you don't have the CO or you have some illegal thing, which was fine, but needs to be addressed. It can take months. And the issue is if you're planning, get that taken care of now. So if you need some permits, you need somebody to come in. And that's what these seminars are going to be teaching you.
Will they also be talking about, let's say, pricing homes and means of how you actually execute a sale as far as getting an agent or things of that nature?
I would guess
not. I think you're allowed to ask anyone.
You can ask the question.
I mean, that's what's great about this forum is that you have in front of you, people who, if they don't know, maybe they could lead you into the right place, to ask those questions. Well, I know they did a real estate one, so it depends on kind of which seminar they're going to be doing. But it's a really great thing to do because you have access to these people who know, the business, and you could ask questions, so why not go? It's free.
It's a great idea. I know that in the building where I live, there are several apartments that have been up on the market, and they're not going any place. So I don't know whether they put prices on too high or what exactly the reason is, but they haven't moved, and that's not a great thing.
Yeah, and so. I think, which is important. I forgot we had someone on once, and they were one of Barlow Coast, were saying, they bought the house, a lot of years ago, And, you know, they might have thought they had everything in order, but the prior owner didn't, you know. And then it's like, so you come to this thing, so everything you think you might have taken care of, you know, not necessarily is true. So I think it's just important to find out what you need to do, and they give you, you know, really like a step-by-step guide in the process. So.
Oh, yeah, no, it's important. It's what you're saying there, Ann. I mean, some people do put the house for sale or the apartment for sale, whatever it is, above the market. They don't realize that hurts them, because if it sits there for 6 months, people say there's something wrong with it versus it's X number. I mean, there is a value.
Right.
That's all there is to it. You get the prices, the appropriate prices, and you do your best. But no, I think it's important.
Yeah, so next week it's going to be Monday, April 11th. That's Port Washington Library. And then Tuesday, April 12th at the Hillside Public Library. Both at 7 p.m. If you need more information, call 311 on that. Which was absolutely wonderful. We've been promoting Meals on Wheels on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And last week there was a press conference at the Yes We Can Community Center. And it was Supervisor Bosworth was there with County Executive Mangano and Councilwoman Viviana Russell and a bunch of other town officials were there. And it was really just great to see everyone kind of join forces to promote this amazing, amazing program. Meals on Wheels has been around since 1988, and EAC is now completely in charge of all Meals on Wheels in Nassau County, which is huge. It used to be divided based upon a more of a regional kind of model, so different community-based organizations had parts, but now it's all EAC. And what I think is really amazing is that they partnered with Hofstra University students. And it's Hofstra University Center for Civic Engagement. And they're partnered in this program where they've been doing this door-to-door knocking, because this program is really, there's low participation in certain areas. And it's such an amazing service that, you know, people might not even know what, you know, if they qualify. And it's really, you know, we had an in-service the other day where Carol O'Neill, who will be on our radio program coming up as well, was really talking about, you know, the food and the nutritional value that's in certain things. And they really monitor these things. And what's, you know, more so than just getting food service, you're getting some kind of socialization. And it's really just a win-win kind of situation. You know, you can go in the house and see, all right, you know, maybe they need some other service. So we're all trying to work together in this kind of referral process too. But the students have been having an amazing time knocking on all these different doors. And it was in Newcastle. They were doing these door-to-door knocking. And what was great, she said, one of the students was quoted that she knocked, you know, even if there wasn't a senior living in the house, they would refer to, you know, if they say, oh, there's a senior down there, you know, check on, you know, Mrs. Smith's door or something. So it's really an amazing program and partnership. And hopefully the program gets more utilized, which is definitely important. You just need to be 60 years of age or older, a Nassau County resident, and unable to cook for yourself and go out, you know, shopping.
Now, unable to cook means...
It doesn't mean, John, that you don't want to cook it.
You can't make sauce. Please, honey, let's go to EAC.
But it's really, you know, and these programs, you know, you want them to be utilized because you don't want to lose it. I mean, it's an amazing service.
When they do this, are they also taking into account special needs of food?
Yes, yeah, because that's what we had asked, actually. And they're in the process of changing things. But there's kosher meals. There's, you know, and what's good about a lot of these nutritional meals is that they are low in, you know, salt or sugar. You know, it's like, so they have certain things. And the social worker that comes in from EAC will sit down with you and, you know, check off. And what my favorite thing is that they actually observe birthdays with a cake too.
Really?
Yeah. So I thought that was such a nice gesture. Like, you know, they'll go to the person's house and, you know, bring you a cake on your birthday, which I think is, you know, a lot of these people don't get out. So that
don't even think of birthdays.
I know. So I'm going to try just so I can get a birthday cake for them. They also give out pet food.
Are the meals tasty?
Yeah. We were talking about that because they've changed over the years and stuff. But Carol O'Neill was saying that they try everything.
Right.
And they're in the process of trying to change a lot of things. And what's important about this, too, is that, you know, a lot of these people would not be eating, you know, meals, period. So this, you're ensuring that they're getting, you know, a nutritional meal that is monitored by the county regulations.
Do they accommodate for, let's say, texture and consistency specifically? Let's say someone needs a thickened...
Yes, yeah, she said based upon any of those things, you know, some people might not be able to choose certain things, you know, so there's really
a puree.
And then they do seasonal something. Things, she said, as well, you know, so they try, you know, in the summer, you know, in the winter they'll do soups.
Right.
You know,
okay.
They'll try to have, like, you know, a soup and a meal, you know, so it's, you're getting different things. And in the summertime, they actually, we were saying, do they do fruit? And she said they do fruit cups because a lot of people can't chew, like, regular fruit. You know, you give someone a pear, they might not necessarily be able to do that.
They
but
can't
they
get
like,
into it. The
right. So a pudding, a custard.
Right, yeah, she said Jell-O's and stuff
something
like
soft
that, yeah.
is a option that mm-hmm. is right. available.
And she said there's going to be, in coming up, there's going to be some other little changes and stuff. But I really love that they're able to do pet food, too, which I think
that's
is...
That's very nice.
Is, and I had no idea. They have... they got a special amount of money to, you know, provide pet food for, like, a lot of these seniors. Yeah, which is just great because you're thinking about that. That's someone's, you know,
that's somebody's
they need to
life.
Be fed too, right?
Right, right. I mean, the
oh yeah,
a dog, a cat, a pet, a bird, etc. Yeah. To a shut-in senior.
Oh, absolutely.
Is a lifeline.
Yes, it is.
And then it's very nice to get a meal, but I don't want to be eating knowing the poor dog is
right.
not getting, you know, so,
yeah.
And it's, when you think about it, it's a can of dog food, it's not the end of
yeah,
the
yeah, and
world.
It was great because Carol O'Neill, who runs the program, actually goes out and purchases it, so she's got animals herself, and she's like, you know, I make sure that it's a good, something I would feed my
right,
own pet.
Right, right, right.
You know, because a lot of people were, because we were laughing because someone had asked the question of, well, you know, what kind of food is it? Is it like organic? You know, you're asking all these questions about the pet food, not about, you know, the human food. And she said, no, it was something that she always makes sure it's like a very good.
Well, the one thing today we have is that institutional food, hospitals and schools, mm-hmm. has gotten so much better.
Well,
because
that's what
you can
yeah.
make things. Like years
right.
ago, 20 years ago, you had to make your ravioli at home. You couldn't get store-bought mm-hmm. Chef Boyardee in the can. I mean, mm-hmm. shoot me. But today, you can get decent frozen ravioli.
It's delicious. I get it all the time.
Restaurant. It's the truth.
It's amazing.
And it's considered
right.
institutional.
And it's different. Yeah. And yeah.
If you're mobile, there's much because all the supermarkets now are making restaurant food.
Right.
Right.
And it's good. And you can take the portion and you can have what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can get it fresh.
Right.
And it's excellent.
But that's what's going into these places now,
yeah.
too.
Well, that's what it is.
Because the costs
it's through different.
Are there that you're not getting this slop mm-hmm. in a can. You're getting
yeah, and they try
good
to
stuff.
Really balance it out so there'll be some hot meal portions and then some frozen. You know, so they really try to mm-hmm. give you a balance. And it was interesting because in the press release it was saying that the average age of someone receiving Meals on Wheels is 85 years old. 75% are women who live alone. And 100% have three or more medical problems that keep them from shopping or cooking. Which, you know, I mean, it's, and there's so many people out there that can, you know, really, they're really striving to get the word out there and get people, you know, it's still a bit of a stigma that's attached to it, you know, that people feel like, oh, I'm not going to take,
right,
know.
Right, right.
You know, but it's a service that, you know, it's there to help you in the, you know, it is, you have to just get past that, you know.
Now,
you know,
is this a nutritionally balanced meal?
Yes.
And do you have options as to what you can choose?
I'm not completely sure about the options. I mean, I think they sit down and talk to you. I don't know if, you know, you're not going to sit there and check off, you know, a menu. Yeah, but I think it's probably certain days, you know, or
right.
certain things and stuff, so.
And you know what you don't pay attention to? This is a tremendous benefit to adult children.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Many times,
right.
if you have an 85-year-old mom, but she's the next town, and you know she's not eating, that mm-hmm. means tonight, when my wife is cooking, she's making a double portion
yeah.
so we can drive
yeah.
something over to mom tomorrow.
And, you know, and then, you know, because I think about that, too, even, you know, with my grandpa, you know, luckily he has aides who help cook. And
Tasso.
Yes, Grandpa Tasso. And me and my mom are always bringing, you
right,
know,
you're bringing stuff
over. Said, you know, and, but he has family. A lot of people out there don't. You
right,
know,
right,
have
right.
people who are even going to be worrying about, you know, oh, do you have breakfast, you know, do you lunch? I mean, you can bring Tasso, you know, box and box of sweets, you know, all day long, and he'll be super happy. But, but you know, this is just, it's a really a wonderful, wonderful service. And EAC is such an amazing organization. And like I say, you know, it's great because we're really, I mean, we've been partnered with them for a very long time. And we're just trying to help, you know, because there's things they come across that, you know, Project Independence, so there'll be kind of this open communication thing, which I think will be great.
Oh, they can come out of a house, actually, and say,
yeah, because they want to say, like, you know, they're looking for social work, you know,
okay.
or they're looking for, you know, transportation somewhere. So it's definitely a great service. So call 311 if you need any more information about that.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take an early break. We're about, you know, a couple of seconds early. We'll do it, and then we can keep going. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWB.P.org. Excuse me. We'll be right back.